This is the M-Bomb Effect. M-Bomb.
Look at this guy. What the hell happened to his eye? He looks insane.
Omen.
I will tell my son this. You better make sure she comes.
Ghost.
It's like going back to contents with a Tomb Raider.
Austin Dash.
He eats you alive. Have you not seen Mermaid?
Andrea.
He called her over to use her body to masturbate himself.
Streaming live from YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and the MBombEffect.com. The M-Bomb Effect starts now.
What is going on? Welcome to the M-Bomb Effect. Austin Dash and I, both in studio, here, woo! Live in the ROC.
We back, baby!
Baby! Yes! Woo! And you're back as well. You know what you can do? You can hit those reacts if you're on Facebook. And, you know, if you're on YouTube and all that, you can hit the like and all that. Just hit them reacts, because it helps us out. You know what I'm saying? But then, of course, you can also always give us a call. 855-MBOMB19 is our number, 855-622-56. 19. You can also go to our YouTube channel and make sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the like and go to that bell and grab, you know, smash that too, because that helps you know.
Smash that like button like a boss, baby.
That's right. Smash it like a boss and help us grow. We are currently over 900 followers on Facebook.
Thank
I know.
You so much, by
yes.
the way.
Yes, thank you so much. This was just working a moment ago, and now it's not.
Oh, no.
Our soundboard's down, Austin.
Oh, no.
It literally was working fine, and now it's
oh, no.
giving us the razzle-dazzle. Oh, well.
We're having technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, it's going to happen, I guess. Yes. I mean...
Well, we haven't been here in like a month, right?
It's been a while. It's been a while. So, yeah, we have a lot to talk about tonight.
I flew today, by the way.
Yeah, well, there's your sound effect can't be played, man.
No!
Yeah.
They flew today.
It literally was working when I was getting everything set up, and all of a sudden,
it just what the fuck?
Which means I got to go in there and fix the driver again, reinstall everything.
Oh, no, it's the actual thing itself?
Well, it's the virtual audio cable that I have running through the program that we use for our soundboard, and then it goes into the mixer and all that fun stuff. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got to go fix it, Austin. There's a lot of things that need to be fixed because we haven't been here in a month's time. It's been a long time.
So this is going to be a little bit of a quiet sound effect-less video. So we're sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Things happen. Yeah. Things change. Well, you know, sometimes you got to have a break from that, right?
Yeah, well, especially since someone just became a dad.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, it's been pretty cool, man.
Dude, I'm so fucking proud.
Woo! I'm trying to see if I can get it to work. I don't think it will, but we can try it.
I have fucking faith in you, brother.
I don't know, man.
There we go!
Did we get it going?
Yeah, we did! I can hear it!
Yeah, there it is. All I had to do was go to... I didn't have to reinstall anything this time. Wow, this is a first... it was the first time it's been that easy.
We fixed it, ladies and gentlemen! Let's go! Woo!
Shut up! Yes, the old fucking soundboard.
Man, we have it back, baby.
Back in business. Unlike show business.
But, by the way, shall we make a toast?
Yeah, let's make a toast for our return. Let's make a toast for
little,
the ones...
Little Rosie's liqueur, cream, Irish cream, whatever. This thing's good,
yeah,
by the way.
Talk slut. Talk slut.
Yes.
Talk slut.
All right, this is a skull and a cheers to everyone that's out there listening and watching to us right
yes.
now.
Yes, and... Cheers to a new life.
To a new life and to a new era. And to the ones that aren't here with us tonight, Ghost, Andrea, and Omen, this is a cheers to them.
Yes.
And all of you out there right now listening. So, Austin, let's do it here live.
Cheers.
On the show, kicking us off here. Oh, it feels so good to be back. It's been so long. That Rosie's is so good. It's amazing.
It's like an orgasm in the mouth.
It's really good. It's like, yeah. I thought this thing was like an Irish cream, but no, this is a. This was made here, right?
Or Rattlesnake Rosie's? That's made by the same makers of Iron Smoke? Yeah, Iron Smoke whiskey.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Their whiskey is really good, by
amazing,
the way.
Amazing, yes.
Have you ever tried Smoke and Coke?
No.
It's basically Iron Smoke whiskey mixed with Coca-Cola.
Ooh.
But it's
Smoke and Coke.
It's actually really good. It gives Coca-Cola like a smoky flavor. It's weird.
You got to have that Smoke and Coke. I flew today. Let's go, Mikey says. So we'll give you and him the sound effect.
They flew today.
There you go. Corey says, let's go, boys. Yes, we are freaking back. We're ready to go. We're ready to rock and roll. Brian says, we'll make our own sound effects. We're good. Evening, everyone. Woohoo! Audience claps, and here's the audience claps right here.
Thank you.
Nope, that's not the one.
Uh-oh.
Oh God! Wow, you can tell how rusty I am tonight. there it is. There's the audience claps.
Woo! Yes. Yes. We've been gone for a little too long because I think it was what we were on. God, what day it was?
I don't remember. It was sometime in August. But Andrea and I closed out the show before we went on break. So, now it's just the Dash Man and I. It's been a long time since we've had a one-on-one conversation with just us.
Yeah. And actually, you know what? This is pretty interesting, actually. I like it, though.
It does add a little bit of a difference. You know, I know that sometimes when we have all four spots taken and or just all five of us in general taken, it could probably get a little hectic in here, but that's fine. We like the chaos. We thrive off.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I love chaos.
So, you know, it's good. You know, and hopefully next week we'll have a full crew again.
Oh, absolutely, we will.
It's been pretty hectic. So let's dial it back. You know, we took the break, and then that Wednesday. So I'm off Wednesdays. My wife and I went to my in-laws, and.
I love this story. These kind of stories.
We had dinner with them and all that, and I had done a stream that same afternoon. I was playing, I think, the Backrooms or something like that. Mm-hmm. 1998.
Oh, I love Backrooms. Is actually really good. I've seen people like mod it. I've seen people play VR like versions of that game. It's actually really good. So yeah. I would love to play that game, honestly.
It's an interesting game. It's obviously the Backrooms and all that. So I played that. We went to we went to my wife's family's house, and then we had dinner, and she started having contractions. Okay. And she's like
right in the middle of dinner?
It was after.
Oh, so were you guys, like, just right out the door, or was it, like, you guys were hanging out and were, like...
Hanging out.
Oh, really?
Hanging out.
Ooh.
So she goes, I think tonight's going to be the night. I go, really? Are you sure? And she goes, yeah, I think so. So we get prepared, and she's already automatically like, I think we should just go to the hospital. I go, listen, here's the thing. I think we should just wait it out. I said, call the person that you have on call. Call that person, ask them what the right decision is. So she called, and the lady on the phone that, you know, is like the doctor or the call, on-call doctor or whatever, she said.
Right.
She said to wait for it to get closer together. Just go home, take a shower, take a bath, whatever you want to do, and just relax. So we get home, and these things start getting closer and closer in time. So then it was time to go, and, you
like,
know.
She was like,
It was happening. So, you know, I drive her to the hospital, and we get there, and we get to this little triage area up in the, you know, where the babies are pretty much, you know, the baby room or whatever you want to call it, the area, you know, and we're sitting there for a few hours. You know, we were there, we got there, oh God, probably like 10:30-ish, 11-ish maybe.
At night.
And we didn't, so they kept checking up on her and all that stuff, and they finally decided, hey, don't go home. We don't want you to go home because we already know that you'll probably end up coming back anyways, automatically, you know? So they take us to this room, and this room had, you know, the bed or whatever, and then it had this little couch that you could fold down, and it turns into like a cot, which, you know, it was okay. It wasn't the best thing, but I'll tell you what, it was a hell of a lot better than the second room we went to after the whole thing was done and said, you know, said and done. Because that recliner was killer, man. That recliner.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So Wednesday night, right, we sleep over into the Thursday. And mind you, Kat was in labor for 24 hours until he finally came to the world. 24 hours. I give that, you know, not every woman out there that's first time pregnant can handle what she handled. So I just want to just, you know... Props to my wife for handling the way she did.
God bless to all the women that can, yeah.
Yeah, and anyone that can handle that, you know. And the doctors were like, you're a machine. They told her, you're a machine. Like, you handled it like a pro. So
good for her. God bless her.
24 hours in labor, and we welcomed our son, Harrison, into the world on August 10th, 10:37 p.m. Eastern Time. And he's literally
he's Leo.
Yeah, he is. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Eric, our buddy Eric, one of our special guests, he's a Leo. His birthday is like 3 days before his.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, so like my best friends are like right next to each other, and then his birthday is like 3 days after. I was like, yes.
I was going to say, is he expecting now, kid?
No, he's not.
Oh, not yet.
No, but my other buddy is Adam, though. He's expecting with his first child. I always heard, like, the first kid is always, it takes the longest. I mean, like, for my mom, like, she had two boys, and, well, me and my brother. My older brother was, like, I think he was, like, almost, like, 48 hours.
Damn, dude. 48 hours? That's 2 days.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Man. Women can go into labor for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. And yeah. And then, but like for me, it was like 6 hours.
Yeah.
I was quick. Like, it's funny you say, like, they told you to like stay.
Yeah.
There's a reason why.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Rochester General, back when, like, back in the 90s, apparently when I was born, it was an ice storm, like, and they told my parents to, like, go home and then come back the next day.
Yeah.
But what happened was, and this was, like, below zero, like, it was so cold it froze my dad's 84 Monte Carlo's engine.
Jesus Christ.
That's how cold it got. Yeah. So he, but, like, as soon as she got to the parking lot, water broke, and they had to rush her back up. And I came quick.
That's what she said. Actually, no, she faked it, and then she said that. That's exactly what happened.
Toxic piece of shit!
We have some comments here. Brian says, congratulations again to both of you. Thank you, Brian.
Annalise.
Annalise says, "Embom, welcome back, you handsome kids. Thank you, Annalise.
Thank you.
She's in there saying your name, Austin.
Yeah.
Oh, got a bug in here, man.
Oh, those freaking fruit flies.
Yeah, they're all around.
Little bastards.
You know, nah, they're not all around. But we had flowers and stuff, and then we had fruit in the house, and that just adds to the mix.
Yep.
Annalise says Harrison is a lucky little man to have parents like you and Katie. Yeah." No, I agree.
He is.
You know, he's been really doing good. So, and I know there's people out there who are probably wondering why aren't I showing pictures of him and stuff like that. Well, my wife and I kind of come to the agreement right now that it'd probably be best if we don't do that. So, on the show, if you're friends with me on Facebook or her on Facebook or any of that stuff, you'll see it. You'll see us. I mean. It's just, it's one of those things.
I got to see him.
Yeah, he really is. He's really
such a cutie.
Yeah. He's pretty even tempered. He doesn't really throw a fit unless he's really hungry or, you know, he's
yeah,
pulled.
He was super hungry when I got here. I felt so bad. I was like, don't worry, buddy, your food's coming.
Otherwise he's, you know, dumped his diaper or something like
Oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
You know? Then he'll make a big fuss.
Yeah,
but we've taken him out at restaurants and stuff like that. We actually went to
Spirit Halloween
today, and he was pretty cool about it. He's like, yeah, I like this, you know.
Cool.
He likes that.
Well, he's got two parents to show that. So I mean, Yeah. He's got a little influence.
So, spooky season is upon us. It's officially September, Austin.
Woo!
And you know everything, this is our season. We love Halloween. We love this time of year because we start
finally. By the way, sorry for being loud.
We start finally getting into the paranormal talks, the spooky conspiracy theory talks. We talk about all, we do that anyways on the reg. But this is where we really thrive on all those getting weird conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And along with spooky season, though, Austin, comes the weather. Now, the weather is, you know, it's not bad. It's not terrible in, like, September, October.
We do have an El Nino effect that's going on.
We do. And but I'll tell you what, though. In order to prepare for this weather, you gotta keep warm. You gotta get some warm things, and I'll tell you what.
I know what you're segueing.
We said we were gonna come up with a surprise for the show, and it's been requested because we haven't done these in a long time. Since I think two distributors ago, we have officially come out with a brand new
video game.
No, not a video game. Oh, a pullover hoodie.
Oh, pullover.
A pullover hoodie, which I have right here.
But it's video game. It's video game based. That's what I meant.
I want to show it to you right now.
Look at this thing. This thing is fucking sick.
Brand new M-Bomb Effect hoodie. If you're a video game enthusiast,
I want it. I need it.
So the sleeves both have TME with the dead Pac-Man on it, and this hoodie is known as the Rated M for M-Bomb hoodie. Why?
Because we're rated mature.
Because of this. This is why. Right here.
I love that. I fucking love that.
There's, I'm trying my best here. There you go. Got strong language, mature, dark humor, use of alcohol, absolutely dirty, adult themes. And that's the podcast content rating right there. Rated M for M-Bomb. So, yeah, you can grab these on the store. Let me see. I think maybe right now. If not right now, then it will be right now. They're active now. They're live right now. You can go grab one right now. $48.99. It's there, Austin. You can go grab one right now. It's finally happening.
I might need to.
So there you have it. There's your new surprise. A nice pull-up.
I need to grab that.
I tell you what, I'm so, like, this thing is really nice.
That thing looks nice. Okay, I toss that thing over here. Let me see that. Oh, okay, let me feel the fabric. Okay, let me feel how warm this thing is. Okay.
Feel the inside. I want you to feel the inside. That's what she said. You know what I'm saying? You gotta feel the inside.
Oh, that is absolutely heavenly.
Yeah, so.
What?
You can get your Rated M for M-Bomb pullover hoodie available right now. $48.99. Go to the mbombeffect.com hit store or go to the mbombeffect.bigcartel.com to grab yours right now.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Now, don't splooge all over it, Austin, because I just got that thing, and it's one of my, I haven't even really been able to wear outside since it's been kind of warm. And it's going to be like 90s all week.
That thing's going to be.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I got this done. I got it designed during the break because I was like, we haven't done a pullover. So somebody was like, hey, are you guys going to do pullovers again? And even my wife was like, we should do a pullover. I go, yeah.
Well, 'tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la.
Corey says, that's dope as fuck. AF. Dope as AF.
Hell yeah, brother.
Annalise says, fall's my favorite time. Ooh, paranormal talk. Yes, absolutely. We're going to get done and dirty, and we're going to get it all. And of course, Corey says, speaking of apparel. Yes. This is so out of the blue because I never intended this to happen, but I got very inspired after making this design for the hoodie. I go, you know, I have all these ideas that don't really have anything to do with the show. I said, and I like alternative clothing. I wear a decent amount of it. I go, all right, it's time to make my own designs.
You should.
And I did. It's called Dark Arts.
So that's your line of shirts.
Yeah. So just before I talk about that real quick, there's the hoodie right there in its entirety. You can go now and grab it.
That's beautiful.
Available
now.
Sexy
as fuck.
Yeah, it is. It's a really nice hoodie, and You know, support the show, represent the dirty. Of course, be a part of the dirty, you know?
That thing's beautiful. Yeah, I'm about to cap that, too.
It's a beautiful... And just let me know, man, because, you know...
That thing's gorgeous.
So I got into some stuff, and I started this thing called Dark Arts Clothing.
Ooh!
DarkArts.com. It's DXRKARTS.
Oh, shit. .com.
It's for those of us who live in the shadows.
I might need to... Hey, if you need a model to wear those, I got you, man.
So I have... I got the first shirts this past week, and it turned out so great. It's the same distributors we get from our show merch from. So we know it's good quality. We know it's comfortable. It's there, you know? And I have more coming of ones I didn't release yet on DarkArts.com. So keep your eyes and ears open because there's new apparel coming to that store probably within the next few weeks.
Ooh.
And I'm stoked for it. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to go.
I'm thinking of like wanting to get one myself. That actually sounds dope as fuck.
Brian says that's fucking beautiful.
Hell yeah, bro.
Dude, this hoodie, I you know, we're video gamers here. We're nerds. So if you're one of those and you love the show and you want to support us, this is probably my favorite. It's one of my favorite pullovers. Actually, this is probably my favorite pullover we've ever designed.
I actually like the design of it. Like, definitely, like, video game-esque. Yeah, I like that.
Tabitha says, I'm definitely going to cop one. Thank you. No, we appreciate it.
Not if I cap one first.
Well, I got to say, if you haven't gone on our shop already, please do, because not everything is going to be available at all times. There's a couple of things I've already phased out. And one of them that might not be around for much longer is the This Podcast is Dirty t-shirt, which is the Beavis and Butthead inspired one. And if you don't know what that one is, let me see if I can find the shirt, the thing here for it.
Gotta get that Beavis and Butthead shirt.
That's the one that's on there right now, the Embalm Effect, This Podcast is Dirty t-shirt. It's available now, and it's only $24.99. So if you want to go grab that... I mean, if you like Beavis and Butthead or you know, are a 90s kid like us, you might want to go do that just in case, because it might not be around forever.
It's the best shirt.
it's one of my favorite shirts. I like wearing it around. It's different because, you know, it's not just a black shirt. It's got the blue-inspired Beavis and Butthead stuff
on it. Of course. I love Beavis and Butthead. Mm. I can never do the voices, though, like, correctly.
Oh, come on, Butthead. Yeah.
Wait, what a dumbass.
Damn it, Austin, you suck at doing my voice. Come on, Buttle.
See, I could do Cornholio.
I am the great Cornholio. And eat TV for my bunghole. Are you threatening me?
I'm not threatening. Are you threatening me or are you threatening you?
Dude, the new fucking season was pretty fucking funny.
Hey, oh, absolutely.
The two last, because it came out, if you didn't know already, Beavis and Butthead came out with new seasons, and they've been pretty fucking spot on. Now, also during the break, some things have happened. The voice actor for Dale Gribble in King of the Hill passed away.
I heard about that.
And that show is supposed to be revived also.
Oh, I'm so mad.
So from what I heard...
What was he the voice of?
I just said
Dale, that's right.
They said he did record lines for the show, some lines. So I don't know what they're going to do with his character.
When they're going to, like, either cut him off or they're going to, like, make him die off, or it's going to, they're going to get a new voice actor. I don't know.
Nah, you cut him off.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It won't be the same. It'll definitely, you can understand.
Yeah, you can never revoice. Well... Oh.
No, that's not true, because John Redcorn's voice actor, the first one ever, he passed away, and somebody else came in.
And someone also did, look at General Iroh as well. I mean, the voice actor for General Iroh from Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Okay.
I think it was right in, I think books, I think it was Book of Earth. It was like right when they were having these like individual adventures about themselves. Uncle Iroh, he had his own little adventure, but at the very end, he says, it says right at the very end credits, says in memory of the voice of General Iroh. I was like, oh, that's
It broke a lot of people. If you don't remember that episode, it broke a lot of people's hearts. Like, and he's also the voice of Aku from Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he died? Yeah, no.
It sucks, man. Like, there's a lot of people that died while we were on break.
They did replace him, but he spot on, sounded like him, but.
Yeah.
So you never know, but.
You never know.
It's just. I don't know. I mean, you can never replace a good voice actor. Speaking of deaths.
Jimmy Buffett. He passed away today.
I heard he just passed away.
Yeah, he was 76 years old.
What happened?
I don't know. I didn't see the details on this, but yeah, Jimmy Buffett passed away.
Bray Wyatt passed away too.
Yeah, I was actually going to get to that. So if you don't know, if you're not a professional wrestling fan, you might not know. But yes, Bray Wyatt, otherwise known by his real name, Wyndham Rotunda, passed away at the age of 36. This passed, I think, like a week ago now, or 2 weeks ago. Well, in the last few weeks, anyways. Along with Terry Funk. Now, Terry Funk was, I think, 79 years old. He had dementia, I believe. And he finally, unfortunately, passed away. But Wyndham, otherwise known as Bray Wyatt, he actually passed away because of a heart attack. Now, details, I guess, supposedly have come out that Wyndham Rotunda fell asleep. He was to take a nap. And I don't know if it was his wife or his girlfriend, but she was also a ring announcer for WWE at one point. Her name is JoJo. She got a little concerned because his alarm went off and it didn't shut off. He didn't wake up to turn it off. So she went to go check on him, and I guess he was gone. He unfortunately suffered a heart attack.
So he died in his sleep.
In his sleep. Now,
I mean, that's okay. That is both most peaceful, but also the most scary fucking thing to go.
Yeah, so
is dying in your sleep.
He, well, I guess earlier in the year he had an illness, and you know, he had contracted COVID, and I guess he had like some, I don't know if it was pre-existing heart conditions or whatnot, but whatever happened though, it didn't help him any because it made his heart condition even worse or made it bad to begin with. And he was, I guess, slated to come back. He was supposed to come back and...
Fucking Undertaker gave him the fucking... Passed on the torch to him.
Yeah.
And now he's gone, dude.
I know. It's sad. I mean, only 36 years old. 4 years older than I am, dude.
That makes me cry. Dude, I wonder how he's feeling. Like, man, I wonder how the other like wrestlers are handling this.
They're upset, man. They really, you know, they had a good tribute show to him.
And he's a Rochesterian too.
No, he's not a Rochesterian.
No, he's not. Oh,
no,
fuck.
That was the other guy. That was Brody Lee.
Oh, that's right, Luke Harper. That's right,
Luke Harper, Brody Lee. But yes,
I've seen so many posts of Luke Harper saying he's welcoming him home with open arms when he's got a chair for him to sit.
I did see that. There were some people.
I freaking love that.
There's some people that made some cool artwork, and you know, you see these things with Brody Lee just with open arms, and Bray Wyatt with the lantern and the rocking chair. And it brings that little choke in your throat, you know, in the chest. It's not, you know, you tear up a little bit, right?
Yeah, you know. That made me sad. I was like, wait a minute, I was like Bray Wyatt from here? I was like, no, I don't think he is. I was like, oh,
but so. Yeah, I mean, it sucks. You know, I hate that this happened. I wish it didn't. I wanted to see him get a full-on push, man. But unfortunately, that's not going to be the case. So, obviously, Hurricane Idalia is wreaking havoc.
Oh, yeah, Idalia, yeah.
Idalia, whatever.
Yeah.
So right now, I guess, here's an article here. It says, Hurricane Idalia has moved on, but an invisible threat remains in its wake. Health officials are urging millions of Labor Day weekend beachgoers to be aware that floodwaters left over may contain Vibrio vulvanificus. I don't know. I probably butchered that whole name, but basically it's a flesh-eating bacteria, Austin.
Vulnificus?
Yeah.
Vulnificus?
Yeah, something like that. Vibrio or Vibrio vulnificus? Something like that. And it says the rare and potentially deadly type of flesh-eating bacterium shouldn't be taken lightly. And it says Florida Health Department Press Secretary Jay Williams said it needs to be treated with proper respect the same way we respect alligators and rattlesnakes. Now,
do you want to be, you know what? I've seen like so many videos and like on TikTok about like
Floridians are like, oh, we ain't dealing with this shit. Like, we don't give a fuck. And, like, we ain't going to move or anything or evacuate with Idalia. We can deal with this shit. It's like, you know what? It kind of makes sense. Because, I mean, like, it's not the fact that they're broken. They're not doing anything about it. It's more the fact that, like, they deal with hurricanes every single fucking, like, season.
I just,
like, that is literally Hurricane Alley right there.
I just wouldn't want to live there. I mean, we went on vacation there over time, you know, quite a few times, and I like it as a trip to go down and visit, but
never been there.
What, Florida?
Never been to Florida.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's not nice when this type of thing happens. It's kind of scary.
No, my grandpa lives out there. He lives in St. Pete.
Yeah, and just, you know, when you're down there, it's nice, you know, but when you're done with it, you go home and you don't have to worry about hurricane season.
Yeah. Oh God, I would. Yeah, that's why my grandpa always comes up to the north, like, during, like, the summers. Like, he would come up here for the summers and then goes back down for, like, the winters.
Would you risk going on the beach, man? Would you risk getting that bacteria, though, the flesh eating? No. Could you imagine if it started eating away at your nuts and then working its way out, man? Just,
oh, what if it, like, it goes into, like, your penis hole and just, like, starts eating away at that? It's like, oh!
Just brings a whole new meaning to Knob Gobbler.
That's a whole new meaning of fucking fear, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
fucking A, dude.
It's just a scary thought, you know? Here you are, just chilling on the beach, and then you feel a little tingling sensation on your crotch, man.
Oh.
Like, with your crotch pants.
It's like, man, it's like, wait a minute, I didn't have sex before I came to the beach.
No, you didn't. You just had an STD from the ocean, that's all.
Oh, motherfucker.
And it's Mother Nature,
damn it again!
You know, flesh-eating bacteria, it's got to get some knob once in a while. It's giving you dome when it's doing that, you know? It's just the bad
thing. It's got to give you that little,
Yeah. More like, nom, 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 nom. I mean, you go to the doctors, you go, hey, doc, you know, I got a little itch going on down here. And then they start whipping out these words like Victorium vibrosis or whatever the fuck it was called.
Yeah.
You know, you get in trouble because now it's you're pretty much, you're dickless now. You're done. It ate it away. And what do you do after that? Like, say you stopped it at that point. I mean, are you still going to be happy with life?
I don't think so.
No, you're going to be probably depressed and probably want to kill yourself.
I'd probably be depressed too.
Yeah. It's not fun to.
But I wouldn't be depressed after this drink.
Oh no, you'll drink that.
I was gonna do the ASMR like that.
Sure, but you know it's scary because you know you go to the beaches around here in Rochester and you got to be scared of that too because some of that water, man. Have you ever just been to like the Genesee River?
Oh,
Oh my God! Now, granted, I love me some Genesee specialty brews. But I would not swim in the Genesee River.
Yeah, see, we're both rocking Genesee Brewery. Mm. He's got the Oktoberfest. I got the Ruby Kolsch, baby.
I stocked up on that bad boy because let me tell you, it's phasing out, and now Cran Orange is out, which is a good one.
It's
and
out of Oktoberfest. Season.
Well, yeah, it's out of season, Austin. So you gotta stock up for the wintertime.
That's true.
You know, I like me some Ruby Red Kolsch even during the Christmas season.
Dude, you know, I understand. That shit's fire. I mean, it's pink. It's
grapefruit.
Yeah.
And so you gotta stock up. Otherwise, you have to wait a whole another 6-7 months. Who wants to do that?
No,
because it's absolute
bullshit.
And it's just it might give you
erectile dysfunction.
You know.
Wow.
Not good. Wow. Nobody wants it. So
fucking Dan Silly.
Have you seen this, man? Senator Mitch McConnell froze again for the second time.
Dude, I swear that dude is either in the back rooms or that dude is like, he's literally like, we're literally in the Matrix and he's glitching the fuck out. Like, I don't know what the fuck is up with this man. Like, listen, I get the biggest brain farts too, and sometimes I forget the dumbest things. And you know, a lot of us people will think of sex, you know, every 6 seconds.
I'll be honest with you.
Anyways,
this is the first one. That's the first photo there of the first time it happened. This guy had a full-on complete meltdown and a brain shart and froze like a Windows 95 computer trying to play ping pong.
Oh yeah.
In an elementary school back in 98. Not good, you know? And it's just, you look at this guy and you go, wow, This guy's still run. I mean, they literally cleared him medically to go back to work. I don't understand.
Dude, what is up with our health system, dude? Like you could be like literally like having a stroke and you're like, "Oh, no, he good. He could run the fucking country." No. No. Are you fucking kidding me?
Those are the sound effects going through his head while he's just
staring. Dude, this is why our fucking country cannot be run. It is literally run by fucking monkeys, dude. Like, what is up with this shit?
No, it's run by geriatric oatmeal brains.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for going off like that, but like, seriously, like, could you just like not? Dude, there's obviously something wrong with his brain. He's either having dementia, Alzheimer's, something.
I feel bad. Look, I feel bad for the guy. It's time for the guy to hang it up. I mean, anywhere else, if you're in any other profession, you know, wouldn't they just say, okay, you probably should retire at this point?
Dude's either in the fucking back rooms or the dude is like literally like like, who just pauses like that, like on live television and just, oh, he's fine.
It looks like they're consoling him in this photo, and it looks like the London lady's like,
dude, there is nothing going on behind those eyes. Like, dude is either gone, like, dude either had, like, is hogged up on some pills or I don't know what, but, like, they're giving him, but it's not helping.
The dude on the right's like, hey, Mr. McConnell, did you fill up your diaper? And the lady on the left is like, Mitch, honey, do you need a diaper change?
Do you need a diaper change?
Mitch, honey, Mitch. Do you need a diaper change?
Do you need a diaper change?
And the guy on the right's like, Mr. McConnell, did you hear the question?
You there?
And his yeah, exactly. It just basically just goes to, and that's all he's doing. That's,
dude,
what's going on.
Literally, like, who, why?
I don't know. Because that's what our country, I guess, is... I guess that's what's all good with that, I guess. I don't know. Just having politicians that are still, like, in their 80s, just running the country, brain dead. It's okay. It's all good.
God fucking damn.
Yeah, it's just a sad situation all around. You know what else is sad, though, Austin?
What?
There's a... Well, no.
Wait, there's a...
No,
wait,
hold on.
Are we having Wi-Fi issues?
Yeah, well, it's okay. It is what it is. It's probably the weather or something. I have no idea. We were just doing fine.
We're good. We got two bars. I think we're good.
I don't know.
Someone good.
I heard this story. Now...
What's going on?
There was a couple in China that were trying to have a baby. And they were trying... They go to the doctor and all that, and they're like, listen, you know, what's going on? We've been trying all this time, and I guess the guy got tested. He's fine, and they checked her out. And what do you think they found was going on here, Austin?
Either she's been getting abortions, or she doesn't want to have kids with this guy, or... Either that, or she's got some kind of issues in that area, which I can't talk about because we're guys, and I don't know anything about that shit. So, but I have no idea.
Oh, there was an issue, all right. Big issue.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they were trying, but they were trying the wrong way because they found out that she was a virgin.
Oh, how old was she?
They found out, though, the woman and the man were both in their mid-20s.
Okay.
They're like 24, 26, something like that.
But she was a virgin?
And they found her hymen still intact. Now, she had complained to the doctor that it hurt when they had sex, that it didn't feel the best. Now, put two and two together here. What do you think happened? What do you think happened, Austin?
Don't tell me they forced her into breaking her hymen.
Austin, no. No.
I don't know.
What do you think? How do you think they've been trying to conceive a child?
I don't fucking know.
Just take a guess. Her vagina has never been penetrated ever, but they were having sex. Trying to have a kid.
Oh.
Yeah? What do you think?
I'm still kind of lost. Don't judge me.
They were having anal, Austin. They were doing it doggy style anal. They were doing it things wrong because there's no way you can have a kid doing it in the back door.
Oh.
You can't do it that way.
Oh, so they, okay, so they, oh, okay, so, okay. See, I thought it was, like, something, like medical, like, something like that, but I didn't put two to two together. Okay, so they were doing that.
Yeah. They were doing it through the back door. Now, I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was the guy trying to, like, maybe the woman wanted to have a baby, right? And the guy was like, yeah, of course, honey, I've always wanted a kid, you know, and let's just have... Okay. Let's have unadulterated sex every night to make sure we have this kid, right? But then he goes, the only way that it really will work is if we do it through the back door. And, you know, for whatever reason, she might have fell for it and went, oh, okay, honey, that sounds like a great plan. If it really helps, it helps. You know what I'm saying? And so they must have just kept doing it this way. And he knew in the back of his head, he goes, ain't no fucking way this woman's going to get pregnant. I'm going to just keep getting some tail. No pun intended.
Literally.
And not have to worry about kids ever, ever, without having to wear a condom or anything. He just gets to just nut up and shut up. That's it. And she, this woman, meanwhile, thought to herself, I'm going to have a baby sometime. And it was never going to happen because they were doing it completely wrong way.
How can you be this stupid?
I don't know, Austin. I don't know.
In both ends.
I don't know. There's people that fall for the mayonnaise story that people told back in high school. Every town ever, ever existed had this story where the woman and the man or the kids had sex and they used mayo for lubricant and she had bugs growing inside. That's the story. I mean, people
I never heard of that. I never heard of that, but okay. See, this is why I don't go out because I don't want to hear this fucking shit because that's just like, that's like now sketched into my fucking brain.
But how do you, it does make you wonder though. You're in your 20s. Now, granted, I know...
You know the anatomy by now.
Well, I know that things are different in different countries and cultures might teach you different things. I don't know what happens in China because I don't live in China and I don't get taught in school there. So I don't know if they even have sex at all.
Well, they're super strict about that.
So I can tell you right now, maybe there's a chance, maybe they were not educated on the situation. However...
Probably.
However, though... However,
yet they make the like the best anime, like hentai, porn, all that shit, like...
However... You're in your 20s. I'm not talking like 19, 18, 17, you know, whatever. I'm talking 24, 25, maybe 26 years old. I think they were in their mid-20s. And they still just, well, she still, somebody still didn't understand the anatomy of the human body and how babies were conceived.
Both of them didn't. I don't know.
I think he might have. I think this guy knew, partially in my mind, that he just didn't want a kid, but he was leading her on.
Maybe, but...
I just feel like that there's got to be an ulterior motive.
Yeah, you know what? That actually kind of does make sense.
You know what I'm saying? So
that actually does make sense.
So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're ever trying to have a kid, boys and girls, don't have kids because you're like, you know, younger. But women, men and women, whatever. If you're trying to have kids, it's not going to work in the back door. You can't do that.
As long as you are mature enough to actually have kids and you know what to do, you are a mature parent and you are mature adults and know how to raise a kid, yeah, don't use the back door. Yeah, you got to do it, penetration vaginally, unfortunately. And yeah, it's going to fucking hurt, but after that shit's broken and into, it's going to feel a lot better.
Ooh. Jesus.
I think that's how it goes.
All right. Well, speaking of penetration and sex and all that, how about this woman in Virginia? 37-year-old Virginia mother was charged with indecency this week after police caught her naked with a missing 15-year-old boy whose twin brother she is also accused of abusing. That's her right there. Her and her family right there on the left-hand side, her mugshot on the right. It says here, officers advised several minutes later that Watts returned to the door with her two dogs still in the residence, allowing them to enter. As officers removed the mattress in an upstairs bedroom, they were able to see a white male juvenile hiding in a small space that was only wearing boxer briefs. When asked by officers if he was the runaway boy, he advised he was and presented his learner's permit. At the time, Watts was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, but her crimes have since been updated to include three counts of indecency with a minor for the sick relationships she is accused of harboring with the teenagers. So this woman here, this is so basically what happened here, that the boy went missing. Now, mind you, her son is about the same age, 15. They lived across the street from them. The twins lived across the street from them. So obviously this is easy access for this crazy nutcase lady. Obviously she's a pedophile, and we don't like pedophiles.
So, no, we don't.
And, you know, this is not good. This is one of those things that you look at and you go, you know what? Get rid of her.
Yeah.
Get rid of her. She knew what she was doing.
See, and also just to let people know, I mean, like, even though there are more morticians that are they prefer to have morticians as women because, you know, men have done some really effed up things with necrophilia and shit like that. Because that's the thing.
Oh, we know, Austin. We know. You don't hire a tailorship business for that business either.
Exactly. For that reason.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the fact that, like, even, like, this shit happens, there should be no, like, regardless of sex, regardless of who you, like, you know, what you are, who you are, race, whatever, doesn't matter, gender, doesn't matter. You're considered a pedophile if you do this kind of action, period. No matter what you are, who you are a pedophile.
Yeah, and we go back to this guy named Dan Silly. I want to talk about him. He's also a pedophile. He preaches all kinds of stuff. Now, this is a guy we talked about. This is a guy we talked about a month or two back. And
bullshit!
He definitely had
erectile dysfunction.
No, but so
that's a good segue.
So we talked about him a bit ago, and he had. He got rid of his Rumble account, which was all where his stuff was coming from at the time. And we thought, okay, this guy's gone. He's done. He'll never come back. Maybe this is it finally for Dan Silly, and we'll never hear from him again. Well, come to find out, Dan Silly, as of yesterday, made his comeback. And it wasn't on Rumble. He made his return to the platform YouTube. He is back on YouTube, and he is doing his same crazy shtick as he's been doing all these years. But I have to say, the reason why I bring him back up isn't because I want to talk about him and his shenanigans again. I want to talk about something that happened during our break. You know what that is, Austin?
A pedophile?
No. I said something happened during break. And this is what I want to talk about.
Oh, no, no. I don't remember.
Basically, because, you know, we're open to messages from everybody on Messenger, and you can slide into our DMs with all kinds of different things. If you want us to talk about some things...
Oh, I do remember this. I remember this.
You can slide into our DMs on the M-Bomb Effect, or just email us, thembombeffect@gmail.com. This guy or woman, whoever, somebody had messaged the M-Bomb Effect and had listed off some links, and the one link was one of the last videos that Dan Silly had made on his Rumble account, and the screen was pitch black. And you can hear him talk about paying the rent. He was asking Kim, the 50-something-year-old Cambodian refugee who he's sponging off of, he was telling her to give him money so he can go pay the rent. And in this video, she was basically freaking out. Now, I don't have the video, but...
Thank God.
She did say things like, your mother was a child molester. She molested you and your brother. And... that was a huge, like, first time anybody in his video confirming this. Now, I don't know if that's true, but, you know, people do say,
they say the
there is more to the story.
They always say strangest. Sometimes people say the strangest things, especially when they're, like, upset or whatever, but, like, landishly, like, depending on the tone of voice and depending on, like, how they say it. But was it more of, like, direct, or was it, like, saying it, like, just lashing out, or was it, like, more of, like, serious?
I don't know. It was a little bit of all three, Austin. I think, to be honest with you, this lady has had enough of this guy, and I think that she was just, she got tired of it. She's tired of him. She was pretty much just talking all kinds of shit about him, and then she brought this up. Now, you know, is it confirmed officially that this happened to him, and she was a child molester? I don't know. She's not... with us anymore.
Snap.
She's no longer with us anymore. She was murdered, actually, by his brother. Now, yikes. Does it hold itself hand in hand to what happened? Maybe. I don't know. It's not confirmed. But this lady did say that on the video. So there must be some truth to it. I don't know, but I'm just saying, people are always saying there's more to the story of Dan Silly than we're led on to believe. Still, though, I don't care what happened because at the end of the day, we all have choices in life. Whether you're abused as a kid or not, you don't have to go and accost women and threaten people and talk about having sex with 14-year-old girls.
Everyone can make a choice.
So, yeah, I mean, look, unfortunately, if this did happen, I hope that, you know, this guy gets help somewhere, some way down the road, but I don't see it happening, Austin. I feel like there's going to be someone paying the ultimate price because this guy isn't getting the help he needs.
Right.
You know? And the more updates that listeners give to us, the more I'll talk about it because it's serious. It's a serious situation. It's something that's been going on for years.
I agree.
And speaking of all that, this has to go hand in hand with mental illness, mental health. I want to talk about mental health for a second. The season's approaching us, as I said earlier. But it's also, with the season and the weather, comes that seasonal depression. That black cloud that just kind of swoops in and just ruins everything for you.
And it doesn't help for all of us that actually has depression, like chronic depression. Even chronic depression with seasonal depression, it just adds on.
Amplifies.
It's not that good.
No. And I myself, unfortunately, suffer from that. And when it does hit, it sucks.
I do too, man.
So I did have somebody reach out to me and ask me if we talked about mental health and all that. And I said, yes, we do. We bring it up on occasion. Because it's something we believe wholeheartedly. I mean, we believe in it because we suffer from it.
Yep. I deal with it too, and it sucks. But you know what? You just got to, like, think about it. You got to take it one step at a time. I mean, like, there's, I watch BoJack. There's a show called BoJack, and it's, if you watch it, there are some, like, scenes that really does talk about, like, the mental health and, like, it really gets deep into, like, you know, toxicity and red flags and stuff like that, which I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, and just understand, like, it's okay to not be okay, but it's also okay to, like, ask for help. Like, even if we all need to ask for help.
100%.
Like, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, like, even I need to, like, go see my therapist. And, you know, sometimes I kick myself in the ass for, like, not see my therapist. I do need to call her up. But even when I do try to tolerate things in life just the way it is, just because life's difficult. We all get frustrated once in a while, especially when we can't deal with our, whether it be family, friends, relationships, you know. I mean, like, people get under our skin sometimes, but take care of yourself sometimes, you know. It's okay to, like, step out and say, hey, I need to take care of myself. And you need to be upfront with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody has their own walks of life and all that, and everybody has different coping mechanisms and stuff.
Mechanisms.
Yeah, we talk
mechanisms.
Well, that's why we talk all the stuff that we do, because, you know, we talk about the ugly side of society and social media, and we also talk about, you know, just other hot topics in life, and, you know, just all the different things, and also the stuff that makes us happy, like music, video games, and movies. But we also want to talk about things like this because it's important. Everyone deals with this type of thing in some way, shape, or fashion. You know, a couple of coping mechanisms that we have is dark humor, laughing, cracking jokes,
absolutely.
You know, busting each other's balls. Mm-hmm. We do that a lot on here.
We make a lot of dad jokes and all that stuff.
But, you know, it's just, you know, you got to keep yourself active, I think, just to kind of, you know, if you let yourself just sit there on your couch and just kind of soak in all the negativity and all the bad, you know, all the toxicity of mental illness and all that, you're going to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why, you know, it's good to reach out if you need to. Even if you don't, and I know this might be a thing because you might feel like you're a burden on people, but you're not. Just reach out to somebody. And
we love you, man. We love all of you guys. And it's okay to, like, you know, again, like I said, like, it's okay to not be okay, but it's okay to reach out sometimes.
I mean,
you know?
Dash Man was going through it this week, and guess what happened? We said, hey, man, come over, and we hung out.
Yeah, I got to meet his boy, and I'm so excited. And
My boy.
And he's so freaking cute. Like, he made me feel happy because it's like, oh, I got to see my little boy.
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing that I definitely look forward to during the day of work is, you know, I get to come home to my wife and now my son and the two cats, and I'm just like, yeah, this is nice, man. But, you know, there are going to be days where that's just, you know, it's going to be in the back of my mind because I'll be going through the midst of it during whatever mental anguish I'll be going through during the seasonal depression.
We're all going to go through it, man.
But the problem is, you know, is you can't let that happen. You can't let that just get the best of you. You got to do the best you can.
Yeah, that's why I mean, like, that's why it's like whenever I get to see my friends, like, or whatever, it's like, hey, I need to come see you guys or at least be like, listen, even if it's like a really bad snowstormy out and if I can't see you guys, like, just like Discord call me in or whatever. Like, I will literally just be like chilling in my room and just be like, what's up, guys? Hi.
Yeah.
Just talking to my friends and talking to people like you care about. Like, that's how I get through like seasonal depression sometimes. It's just like, you know what? You see a lot of people going through a lot, and even I'm born in the seasonal depression and like in the fucking winter times. But sometimes you just got to find, you know, things that are nice, you know,
yeah.
Like, rather it be like go sledding or something or like that, or just saying hi, just like loving the people that you love. I don't know.
And it's also the reason why we do this show is because for me anyways, it's an outlet. I don't know about you guys. I mean, everybody has their own different reasons.
It's my outlet, honestly.
You know, I feel like, you know, I like to be creative, and that's also why I started Dark Arts, is because I was like, well, you know, I like to create different graphics and designs, and I'm like, well, why not be able to wear that? That's kind of cool, you know?
And that is cool.
And all the stuff you see that we have designed and all that, I did that just because I wanted to be creative, you know, and, you know, and I did get a message from somebody. They asked if we needed some stuff designed and all that. And I emailed them back. There's a couple of them actually, but the one I did email back and I said, hey, you know, sorry, I'd like to support you. I said, but you know, everything we do is in house, you know, we do all our graphics and designs in house. So, you know, I appreciate the offer. You know, I'm not opposed to helping anybody in supporting them. I think everyone should have a hand at, their services and all that. So,
I like how Mikey says go sledding or watch the M-bomb effect with Coco.
Yeah, go hell sledding. Yeah. Watch the M-bomb effect with Coco. You know, the
hot
winter
Coco, hell yeah.
Winter time is upon us, and that's, you know, I know that summer everybody's out doing their thing, and you know, they're gonna have everyone just kinda, and it's coming to a slow down now, but winter time, you're in the house, it's cold outside, blistery, probably snowing out. You can always turn us on while we're live and join us. Call us.
Absolutely.
Chat with us, you know, we like that.
You know what I kind of want to try, like in the winter? Speaking of hot cocoa, there's something I want to try. I want to try those hot cocoa bombs.
Ooh.
They sound amazing, dude. You just make it like warm milk. Like, that's all you need is like warm milk.
You throw that in
throw
there.
That in your cup, and then you just let the warm milk melt that baby. Ooh.
And it's good to go.
Yeah, especially it opens up and it has marshmallows in it. So
we have baby formula. Can we just warm that up and throw it in there?
Sure.
Why not? I wonder what that would taste like. Well, I'll tell you what, though. All this stuff that we were talking about, but I do hear something. It's the APB is most definitely out.
All posts bulletin.
APB, all post bulletin. This is where we dive into some social media, Austin. You know, it's been a while since we've done this, so you know that's going to probably get a little crazy.
Woo!
We have some weird ones from Reddit tonight.
Oh boy, let me see these babies.
Brace yourself, because some of them had me scratching my head. But let's see here. Do we want to start off with this one? Yeah, sure. Let's just go with this one. Gore is entertaining. I saw a video where this armed man tried to rob a bank in Brazil while a security guard was present. He tried to take out the security guard, but the guard reacted fast when the bullet only grazed his arm. But the perp got a revolver shot right in the jugular. It was spraying out like a faucet, squirting far and wide all over the pristine white marble floors. And it was a big mess, that's what she said. I guess he didn't feel it because it went right through, but he kept trying to fight back. But when he made his escape, his legs wobbled and he took a nap on the ground. I guess he was sent to the inferno after he ceased to move. This person here, what do you think, man? I mean, do you think this guy is... Or maybe even it's a woman. I don't know. Whoever the poster of this Reddit post is, do you think they're sick and twisted for kind of getting off on this?
I mean, it kind of scratched my head a little bit. That's very interesting. Especially, like, he just grazed his arm and then he wobbled to the I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, this guy obviously going down the dark, dark path of gore videos. You can always find those on those websites, but I'm not going to name any right now. But anyways, you know, this, you know, I've watched these things, Austin, in the past, and I don't recommend anyone really seeing this stuff, especially if your stomach's not up for it.
Yeah, if you got a weak stomach like I do, yeah, you don't go for it.
You know, I watched a lot of gore videos. The one being the one guy we talked about. I don't know if it was a couple years ago now, where he was on Facebook Live and he blasted his head off with a rifle, right on Facebook Live, and yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah, we talked about him. I think his name is Ronald McNutt.
That makes sense if his name is Ronald McNutt.
Well, it's sad, man. It's terrible. You know, his family watched that, and it's that fucked up. You know, so you know, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend going and seeking out this stuff because it's just not good for your mental health.
It's not good for the faint of heart, especially those who are like really serious about suicidal. Even that makes me a little bit don't want to do that.
Yeah, I would stay clear of that stuff and probably just watch videos of kitty cats and stuff.
Meow.
So here's another one. Self-unaliving planning is annoying and tedious. Fuck, there's so much to do. I have like 15 letters to write, have to find a perfect date, organize giving all my things out, write a will, plan things to do before I go. Like, what the fuck? Gotta find a how and where to die. On top of that, I don't even know if the guy that's been threatening me recently will actually go along with my request yet. I've got a headache just thinking about it. Literally, just from how extensive the process is, I'm considering other options, like reality shifting, which seems like bullshit, but what other options do I have at this point? Austin.
So this person wants to commit suicide, but he's got a lot of shit to do, and now he's contemplating on wanting to not die.
Now, I read this and I
thought
to myself,
which is actually kind of a good thing, honestly. Like, hey, if that makes you not want to unalive yourself, good.
Yeah, but I also think to myself, is this fake? Is this something either looking for attention or is it just somebody being a troll?
Sounds like a little bit of both. I mean, both go hand in hand.
But I also could see this being real, though, maybe. And it could be. I hope this person finds an ulterior alternative.
Yeah, if it is true, you know what? If it is true, I will say this. That's a good thing. You just got to find things that's going to keep you alive. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, I mean, I know life sucks and I know, like, shit happens, but like, you got to find things to do to, you know, love yourself and, like, to not do that shit, okay? I mean, like, especially if someone's trying to threaten you, like...
Well, no, he said that, basically, this guy had requested this person to kill him. And that's basically what he's saying. He goes, I don't even know if the guy that's been threatening me recently will actually go along with my request yet.
Oh, yeah.
This almost sounds like Alex Murdaugh. Remember that? Did you hear about that?
Oh yeah,
the guy that murdered his wife and son and did all that.
Yeah, I did remember that.
And then had a guy. He had paid a guy to kill him, and he didn't kill him. And
I did. Yeah, I did remember that. So. Yeah, honestly, like whether it be real or not, like you gotta find ways to keep yourself alive. And if doing all that annoys you, and like does it like now you're contemplating on not wanting to do that, then good.
Anybody out there that's contemplating suicide, don't do it, please. Don't. Call 988, the suicide hotline. It's not worth it. This person, I hope this person didn't either go through it or hopefully they're not even being for real about this. And you shouldn't joke about this or even tell fake stories like this because it's pretty fucked up. But
yeah,
I hope it's not real. I hope it's just somebody trolling.
Yeah,
because that's not cool.
It's not something to joke about. I mean, no. I'm coming from someone that, you know, if I actually went all the way through with it, I wouldn't be here 7 years ago. So, I mean, yeah, I'm still kicking it.
So, the last one we have for you tonight, we have this one. I am dating a minor and I don't know how I feel about it. Now, off the bat, I thought to myself, this person must be really old.
Whoa.
But it's not.
Whoa.
2 years, 7 months, and 10 days. Is our age difference. I'm 18 and he is 16. We've been friends for like 9 months since he started at our job. I was taken at the time we met and was happy in my relationship. It was serious until he told me He no longer wanted to move in together after 2 years together. He became sour and almost proposed. I left him. Last month, my friend, 16, found out I was not moving away, and we both started talking or working Sunday mornings. We talked at work, and one day I asked to hang out. I was not wanting to go home. He said sure, and we hung out and have been consistently hanging out the past 3 weeks. A few days ago, we were talking after hanging out and kissed. Since then, he's confessed to a lot, and I really like him. I was a senior when he was a freshman. Is it weird that we are dating? His birthday's too close to the beginning of the school year to be in the year above him. He's really sweet, and we can relate to each other on a lot of fronts. He is genuinely and has genuinely been someone I can rely on. While we haven't been as close in the past, we still hung out constantly, and he would always make an effort to talk to me at work whenever we could. I don't know what to do. Is this bad? Am I a bad person for doing this? I'm an adult, and he isn't, and it's not legal. Trust me. I checked. Austin, what do you think of this 2 years, 7 months business? 16.
Okay, 2 years difference. I mean, okay, this... I mean, I get it. You're technically right. Yes, 18 and 16. But this is like high school. This is like two people are like crushing on each other, and it's a 2 years difference. That's not like... It's not like you're like 10 years, 15 years. It's not like you're... You know, you're 15, 14, dating a 30, 40-year-old, okay? Right. Like, you're not doing that.
No.
That, I mean, like, 18, 16, that's borderline dating a minor, but it's also the fact that you're also in high school, and it's kind of common of a senior or a freshman having a crush on a senior. I mean... It's a gray area, I think. I mean, honestly, like, and like, hey, I mean, New York, it's legal, it's consenting age 17. Is 17. In some states, and even some countries, it's 16 is legal age. Even according of, like, Europe, it's like 16 is like legal to drink or something like that. So, I mean, it's I don't have an answer, but. It is a gray area. I mean, like, but it's high school. So, I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts? I don't know, man. I mean, 2 years is, I mean.
Especially if it's high school.
Let's put it this way. My ex and I were together for 9 years. We started dating in high school. I was 16 and she was 15 or 14. Just turned 15. So when I turned 18, she was 16. So basically around the same age difference. And, you know, it is what it is, man, because we weren't really that far off. I mean, she was born in late 92, and I was born in early 91.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just, it's one of those things. But the law is the law, and the claw is not the law. But, you know, I just look at it this way. you know, the law is going to tell you 18 and 16, 17 is the age of consent. They could still prosecute you.
Yeah, it's
they could still do it legally. I mean, is it morally wrong? Well, let's just put it this way.
I don't want to say morally it's wrong because it's like a 2 year difference, especially if it's 2 years difference, but it's young love. So, I mean,
so here's morally wrong. 18 and 16, probably not. Cause like I said, you know, I went through it and we were about a year and a half away from each other age wise. But then again, it's legal for a 65-year-old to date an 18-year-old, and I think that's morally fucked up.
Yeah, personally. I agree. I 100% agree.
I mean, that's your own business if you want to do it, but you're able to do it legally and all that stuff. But me, personally, if I was 65 years old, I would really feel like shit if I did that. I'd be like, man, that's like my granddaughter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I was that's that my age.
Great-granddaughter, like, shit.
So I just, you know, but legally, 18 and 16, I would be careful. Depending on where you live, I don't know what the laws are where you live, this person on Reddit, but here in New York, 17 is the age of consent, so you would be in that boat of you're playing that fine line.
Yeah, it's a gray, like I said, that's why I say it's a gray area. I mean, yeah, yeah.
So so I would just take caution.
Yeah, that's like
I know you might think
that's a yellow area if I ever did see one. Like, yeah, that's
Yeah. I don't know, Austin. I think that you just be
that's
careful.
That's hard to answer.
It is a hard one because, you know, I read that and I go, wow, I was in that boat.
Yeah. Dude, I think a lot of guys were. I mean, like, you know? But, like, I don't want to, like, I feel bad for all the women out there that are hearing this. Like, I don't want them to think, like, we're piece of shit for saying that, but.
No, but think about it. It's a woman. Who's 18?
That's true. That's a woman, though.
The boy is 16. She's 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that's different. Yeah. I mean, it's a different perspective because you know. But
the law
still,
will probably. Yeah.
No. The law is the law, and they probably could prosecute her depending on the laws there.
Yeah.
And the age of consent. But you know, it's just. It is it's a gray area.
That is a gray area. Yeah, I'm gonna keep that as a gray area. I don't want to offend anyone, but it's a gray area if you think about it. I mean, like, I'm sure there are plenty of women that have went through the same thing too.
Yeah. Now next week we're gonna be back on live on September 9th, and I'm hoping everyone. Is for the most part back. I hope we can have another full crew. It's been a while.
Yes, I want to have a full crew.
You know, it'd be nice to have Ghost and Omen and Andrea here. And
we miss you guys, by the way. We love you guys, but we miss you.
And so, you know, everybody's got their things going on right now, and you know, it's understandably so. But next week we are going to be back, and dude, it's crazy because like September 9th, before you know it, we're going to be in October. It's going to happen.
Fuck.
I mean, August is gone. And we blinked and we missed it. We had a break, blinked and we missed it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, someone was taking care of the little guy, so I mean...
Yeah.
By the way, he's so stinking cute. He has the M-Bomb shirt, too.
Yeah, my sister had a M-Bomb Effect onesie made for him.
It's... Please tell me you took pictures.
I took pictures. I have
you
them.
You better, dude. Like... Oh man, that was so it was so freaking cute. Yeah. I loved it.
My sister gave us some things, and this was in the bag. And I looked at it, and I go, "How?" I go, "What?" And yeah, she's like, "Yeah, we had it made when we went to New Jersey." I'm like, "That's fucking sick.
That is amazing." Yeah, it's so stinking cute on him.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty dope. Not gonna lie. If you haven't already, please go to our YouTube channel. Go hit the subscribe button. Hit like, and go. Don't forget to smash the bell to get all the notifications on when we go live and upload new content. And don't forget, go to our Facebook page, share, like, and follow. We're almost to 1,000 followers on there, Austin, so we're almost getting there. I know, slow and steady, boy, slow and steady
wins the race, man. Slow and steady wins the race.
We're getting there. I know it's, you know, it's been 4 years, and we're doing our best here, but we just got to keep moving and grooving, and hopefully people like what they see and share.
Of course.
So we appreciate everybody, and don't forget, you can always shop our TME gear. Support the show, represent the dirty, the mbomeffect.bigcartel.com.
My wallet's going to be empty by at the end of the day because of like buying all these shirts.
Yeah. That's how it goes, Austin. You got to go on there.
Fuck yeah, bro.
So go support the show, represent the dirty. Go grab yourself one of the new rated M for M-Bomb hoodies, the pullover hoodies. Get yourself prepared for a nice fall, beautiful, cool, crisp day. You look stylish supporting the dirty. Supporting the show, letting people know you're rated M for mature and M-Bomb, you know, get that going. But we will be live next Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, because, you know, that's how we do. That's how we be on this show, right? And we will see you live next time. We hope you all have a great rest of your week. Yeah. This is the M-Bomb Effect. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there goes the neighborhood. It's a good thing no one got seriously hurt.
Oh my God!
Whoops, spoke too soon. Don't get too wrecked. See you on the next one.
The M-Bomb Effect.